Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Tater. My co-host is Bill Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Vic Tater Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Vic Tater. Okay, we're on the air. We're going to be talking to Mikey Whipwreck in a few minutes. Neil's sick tonight, so he's not going to be his usual energetic self. What happened, Neil?
I don't know. I caught a bug somewhere.
Now,
I was feeling fine the last time I saw you, which was a couple of days ago, and then something by the time I got home, it was just, you know, all in my sinuses and everything.
Okay, I'm guessing it was probably your nephew, Gavin. Now, for the listeners who don't know, Neil has a little nephew himself. His name is Gavin. He's only 1 year old. He's a very little tiny baby, even for a 1 year old.
I think he's tiny just for our family, because we have a pretty tall family.
Yeah, the other day we were leaving, and Gavin walked up to the door and pressed his nose against it. All right, but like I said, we're going to be talking to Mikey Whipwreck, and I'm looking forward to it, you know. A little nervous about these stuff, just because last time, you know, we were going to have Shane Douglas, and Shane never showed. Still not sure why. Never got an answer. I contacted his booking agent for Extreme Rising, the guy that handles the PR. He never got back to me.
You know how you're supposed to get a wrestler to show up. You have to make a big giant performance in the ring and say it's like I guess he doesn't show up. That's when he's going to play his theme song and he pops in.
Well, it also helps if you're making an open challenge with a title.
Because you have a title, you can have an open challenge too.
No, they never fix the sticker machine at that place in the mall.
Oh.
Of course, it also helps when the announcers are talking about what a great champion you've been, even if you're a heel. That's when you're going to lose the belt. That's what happened to Honky Tonk Man at SummerSlam 88. Yeah, I'm still not sure what the deal with the clock is. The clock seems to be about 1 minute off from the actual studio clock. On how much time is left. So we're just going to pause sit here twiddling our thumbs. Let me see what else we can talk about right now. Neil, you published an article recently about TNC Surf Design. Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Well, it's actually the third one I've done. It's just the shortest and easiest one to post up because I don't know how to code web, you know, web stuff. And I supposed to have some other two, but that's got to take a while. And I've been given the bad effects like that. Some of my screenshots were not good enough, so I had to get more new ones.
Okay, tell us a little bit about TNC Surf Design.
I'm trying to remember when I got a copy when I was a kid. I think my parents basically bought it. It's like, hey, this game might be good for you. It was pretty cheap, too.
Yeah, I remember playing it. It seemed like every kid rented it. Don't know why. I guess because it had a surfing gorilla on the cover.
I had to find out about it. It's actually, as I've mentioned, it's actually from a surfboard making company that basically has, stores everywhere on, the West Coast. And it's made by the good old game company LJN.
Oh, yeah, LJN was the toy company. I think they were most famous for coming out with the WWF wrestling figures, the big rubber ones. But they also came out with things like Bionic 6.
Wait, they did Bionic 6?
Yeah, they came out with Bionic 6 figures. They came out with the Thundercats figures. They came out with a lot of different toy lines. All right, Neil, you just keep an eye on the studio right now before I get back to it.
All right, where are you going?
Nowhere. I was just having to click out on it. Yeah, we're being real professional right now as we're waiting for our guest.
the other article. Remember I told you about Bad Dudes had a pseudo-sequel?
Yeah,
that's going to be another one of the articles. So it's been about over a month. He still hasn't posted that one yet.
What about the Bad Dudes sequel?
Well, it's Bad Dudes and Two Crude Dudes.
Okay,
going through the games, like, once and just grabbing some screenshots of each.
How does that Bad Dudes sequel play compared to Bad Dudes?
I don't know if you have any extra moves. Not really. It's basically just kind of a simple punch in, you know, punch your way through. It's set in the post-apocalypse, you know, cyberpunk type of future, and you basically two punks and you're fighting mutants and stuff. You're very easily to knock down. It takes a very long time to get back up, and every time you knock down, the guys shake their heads and go, "What a day."
Okay.
Well, it's good the first time you hear it, but like by the 50th time, you're like, "Oh, please let me fight this big giant, you know, Jake the Snake Roberts."
Yeah, I'm trying to keep focus right now. We're just waiting for our guests to come in, and I'm hoping we didn't have a problem with the time zones, because I didn't realize what a problem it was. I'm not actually sure where Mikey lives at, if he's still in the Northeast. Or not.
Do you know exactly where he lived?
No. Things we're going to be doing on the blog coming up soon is Horsepower is going to be coming back. We still have some art issues to work out. Basically, we just need to get a few covers done. And after that, Horsepower will be back in the premiere of Cosmic Forces. That will give us about a month's worth of content. I'm currently working on Cosmic Forces. I'm up to the third episode now. Not exactly sure what it's going to be. We had a few things with collaborators, but again, it's always kind of hard when you're working with other people just because you know, we're not making money doing this, so you just kind of have to hope that you love what you're doing and the other person will get their stuff done.
Is that a certain aside to me?
Partially.
How's that partially? It seems 100% me.
No, I've been working with other people. You know, and I got like two chapters, but I haven't even found out what else is going on with it.
That's when you're supposed to say to Sasha Bob, "I have a life outside you, Bart."
I have a life outside of you, Bart. Just hoping we're going to have the guest on here. And, you know, you get more worried because it's like now we've got like 20 minutes left of streaming. And there's no real way to confirm because, again, you know, they're doing you a favor just even coming on because, again, I've heard that some people pay get guests, but I don't know how these shows would make money. Is there some type of internet radio show pyramid scheme I'm not aware of?
No, it's mostly just advertising. Like either on the actual link site that you get it from or actually in the MP3 itself. Like, you know, someone popped in. This podcast is brought to you by Brawny Tissue Paper or something.
No, it's never like that. Usually, if maybe somebody might have a store or something, you know, a collectible store, they'll do that. But they never have, you know, they don't have any type of sponsors. I could imagine they'd be making enough money to be paying people. And I've been trying to figure out how you would even approach someone to pay them, you know, and it almost seems like it's a drug deal. Like it's either a drug deal or you're going on the street trying to hire a lady of the night. You know, and it's like you're not exactly sure if they are or if you're asking or if it's insulting. Like, next week, I'm trying to figure out when that HorrorCon is in Nashville. I think it's like the 6th or 7th. I can't remember exactly, but Ernie Hudson's going to be there. And I was thinking trying to invite him on the show. And it ended up, you know, but I don't know how much to offer. It's like $30. That's insulting to me. I was in one of the greatest movies of all time. I'm not going to offer $30. Besides, I don't have $30.
How many other movies has he been in?
He's been in a lot of movies. He played Mutaito in Dragon Ball Evolution.
I'm trying to think but he's just like some random person. I'm trying to think who would he play.
No, Mutaito was Roshi's teacher.
Oh, okay.
Mutaito was the one that was killed by Demon King Piccolo. Which, I mean, he probably could have played it well, you know. I mean, it's not like that's the worst casting in the movie. You know, but, let me see. He was in Airheads.
He was?
Yeah, movie
okay,
Battle.
It's been a while since I watched the movie, and I didn't really like the Airheads. Did you actually like Airheads?
It's okay. It seems like it goes a little bit long. I don't know. Felt like a little bit all over the place. I did like the song at the end by the Lone Rangers. You know, one goes, Billy can't read and Billy can't write. What's better going out on a Tuesday night?
I don't think it was.
It's okay. Let me see. He was in The Hand That Rocks Cradle. He was the handicapped maintenance guy that got framed.
Oh.
Yeah. Rebecca De Mornay was in that, you know. It's like, man, she seemed to really, it's not that she aged badly. She just went from being such a young-looking girl in Risky Business in 83 to 94. She's like the older, milfy type. So, you know, just wondering when the big change occurred. You know, Buster Poindexter, who was it? Timothy Busfield, you know, he played Poindexter in the Revenge of the Nerds movies.
Oh, yeah.
And he was about 30 when that came out. Because he had a young-looking face, so he could play teenagers. You know, long past expiration point for most people. And one of the things he said was he was ready to start playing adult roles, so he told his agent, told him that if he did that, there's no going back. And then he was on 30-something, or I'm not sure. And we're just blabbing, waiting for our guests to turn up. I'm not a bad host. Why won't people talk to me? I say it's like women, but they only leave after I sleep with them. You know what I mean?
You want to talk about, the Gravity Falls episode? Yeah. You finally watched it, the fighting game.
Yeah. So you might remember me, Dale, and our Hispanic correspondent Miguel Garza were talking about cartoons, because that's what the grown adults do. And Neil and Mike mentioned Gravity Falls, and I had seen it, and I'm always a bit skeptical of the Disney cartoons, because they never seem to be quite the...
Well, we didn't used to, but then they went to that very bad slump period where they weren't really trying, like, Teacher's Pet or so.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty bad, you know, since the Disney's Doug era. And I've never really been sold on Phineas and Ferb. I mean, seems like a rich man's cramped twins.
Oh, God. I don't
yeah,
even
people
compare
are,
it to that.
Once people figure out that reference, people are going to be pissed.
Yep.
Well, if we had listeners. Neil's anybody in studio?
Nope.
Okay. Well, anyway, we were watching the episode, and Neil had told me about an episode where somebody got into a video game.
Somebody came out of the video game.
And the neat thing about it was they made so many references to video games that worked that only if you played a lot of video games, you'd understand. And one of the things was, when he came out of the game, what I liked was, they gave him the pixelated look, even in the regular world.
He also worked in the kind of a two-dimensional plane. At one point, he said he can't even look up because he doesn't even have the animation to do so.
Yeah, so it was an interesting play on it. I also liked how he kind of had light flowing off of him.
Well, he has that CRT phosphorus look to him.
Okay, you know what, Neil? Do you just want to give us a 10:20 to have somebody show up?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we'll probably be calling it a night then, because he hasn't showed up and we wouldn't be able to get the full interview. I'll try to figure out what happened, because I feel like now if it works right, don't go on his show. You'll be labeled for life.
No, we were able to get, as you noticed, it's only been the two wrestlers.
Yeah, we got Shane Williams. He enjoyed himself.
It's something about their schedule or something.
Maybe. I don't know. It's like the publicist isn't getting back to me, and I don't know what the problem is, as far as Extreme Rising goes, because I'm just, I like the product. Hell, I love Shane. I'm trying to figure out what the deal is with it. Nils, you made the studio?
No. Do you want to talk about how you want to be when you show up in November?
Do what now? So you might remember listening to the episode when Shane Williams was there. Was on. He invited me to come out to Crossfire when I see it, and I said I'm going to come there all dressed up and I'm going to be like, I'm a personal guest of the Crossfire Heavyweight Champion, Dr. Vic-tator. What do you mean he doesn't know who I am? And it'd be a big ordeal. I think this will probably be the rubber show for me, exciting if I start doing this, going to those regularly, because the last time was such a mixed bag, and it was kind of poisoned by Bret Hart being kind of an ass. So it's one of those things I'm going to have to give it another try. Okay, Neil, you know what? It's 10:16. I don't think we're going to have anybody.
Oh.
The one thing about the Gravity Falls episode, it did very well was the music. It really captured the video game music, and even got, like, there was this one scene when he's talking about his father being killed, and they're playing, like, the music from, epic music from Ninja Gaiden's opening scene.
Well, they actually got him to do the standard type of bleeps type of sound.
Yeah,
so that kind of helped.
It also had some really good wordplay. I just want to say, video games have taught me a lot. When I was, my house was haunted, I learned to eat ghosts. Okay, everybody, I'm sorry about this. I'm going to try to find out what happened, and maybe we can reschedule for tomorrow night. I don't know. We'll be back soon with the Married with Children show or something.
How many more episodes do you have left? About 20-something, 30?
Well, I actually have a limit now, because now I have to get through season 9, 10, and 11.
Oh, crap. I thought I did this like end of season 10. I didn't know. I forgot about the 11.
Right, so I have to get to there, and apparently it's going off Netflix on October 1st, but that might be some negotiating thing. And they'll probably work something out like they did with the Fox shows. But, again, we'll be back with the Married with Children show, and Horsepower will be returning soon. And next week we might have some more sketches to put on the show. Good night, everybody.